not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Brian, Riley, and Jimmy. I had to think about who was first. R-I becomes before R-Y. So there we go. Anyway, Brian and Riley Pritchard are in the studio with me here. First things first, let's see what temperatures are around western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. 20 degrees at the May Ranch, 20 at Slap Out, 17 at Cheyenne, 19 at Hollis, 17 at Hobart. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, actually a little warmer, 22 degrees at Lipscomb, 20 at Wellington, and 20 at Odell. Well, Brian and Briley come to visit me today. Briley, you did a really good job cleaning the mic there a while ago. She had to do some safety stuff for her FFA. whatever you call it, but anyway, but Brian on the wrong mic. Here we go. We'll try that. There we go. Now I had you on the wrong mic. Speak.
Am I here?
Can you speak?
Can you hear me?
Speak.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Hello, Jimmy.
Huh. Grab that other mic. Try the black one. I heard it.
This one.
Yeah, that works way better.
It's tasting.
Brian's the head of the FSA in Beckham County, and he came in. Most of us got that text message he sent out in Beckham County Thursday, and with the winter storm moving in, and we've been through them before, and this one is on the ground now. It's way better today, and it has been the last couple of days. But it was brutal Saturday. I don't know what you did Saturday, but it was brutal.
Tried to stay in the house.
Yeah. And so, tell us about what producers need to be doing.
So I saw your wife told me this morning first, but then I saw that you posted on the Facebook page that you lost some calves. So, and that's why I sent the text out last week trying to give everybody a heads up, because we do have a program that will help you guys potentially if you lost some animals during this storm. So very important things. You need to take a picture. In fact, I think you mentioned you found one this morning that the coyotes had already got a hold of. So if you lose an animal, be sure and take a picture. Make sure that we can tell the difference in the animals in your pictures. So
right.
If they have markings or ear tags, great. Make sure that we can tell that it's not the same animal in 10 different pictures.
Yeah, because all my calves are black.
Right. Not that Jimmy would cheat, but we want to know.
Never know.
Keep Jimmy honest here. So make sure you have a picture of every animal you lost, and then holler at us. Give your FSA office a call, whatever county you're in, as soon as you can. A lot of us are teleworking today, so maybe call tomorrow or the next day. Don't wait two or three, 4 weeks.
And it's not over yet.
4 months, right. Yeah. Yeah, take pictures. We'll need some additional information. We can explain that to you later on, but we definitely have to have beginning inventory. Most of you guys I know don't keep very good records. Jimmy, have good
do.
Records.
No, on my cow inventory book, it's up to snuff.
Well, at least you have a book. Most guys, it's right up here or on the dash of their pickup. So we will have to have verifiable beginning inventory. Easiest thing is to, if you don't have a record book, go create one. Get you a notebook. We need to know what you had on the ground before the storm hit. Adults, whatever that is, we're talking cattle here, it can be anything. Adults, calves over 500 pounds, calves under 500 pounds. We need that number because this program pays over normal mortality. So
you look what I got.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. That's pretty good. Most guys don't have that, Jimmy. In fact, I say record book. And I get the blank stare about 90% of the time, but
that costs money.
We're gonna get everybody trained up one of these days. Anyway, we need the record
better
book.
Though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah. It's taken 20 years. Long time. So we need the record book, and we definitely have to have the pictures. If you take them to the vet, or if you lose it at the vet and have vet records, get a copy of that, because that's Anything you can bring us is good. That's proof, yeah. So that's what we need. And then just call us. We'll do a notice of loss, and we'll have to look at some different things. You know, we're there to get you, to help you guys out the best we can, but we do have to follow the rules.
Right.
So.
And sometimes, you know, you, like you said this morning to me on the phone, you know, if you just lost one, you know, we don't know, but, you know, but it'll be on record. So right. If we have another storm.
For sure. If you just lost one and you're thinking, well, it's not over normal mortality, go ahead and bring it to us, because like Jimmy said, you know, we may have more of this before it's all said and done. And this program goes through the end of December. So even if we turn warm here in a few weeks and we're out of winter time, it may hit again in November or December. So
right.
If we can go ahead and start an application, even if you just lost one or two head and you don't get over that normal mortality, at least we can count those as normal mortality and pay right. You possibly down the road. So go ahead and bring them to us while it's fresh on your mind. Let's get it in your file and go from there. Some other things, I haven't looked at the exact weather and air temperature yet. I'll do that tomorrow, but I have a chart at the office. We can only pay for certain things depending on what the weather was. So, I mean, it got cold, so I know we'll be able to pay for adults that were giving birth during the storm or animals that were being born, possibly anything under 500 pounds. And then I'll have to look at anything above that. I'll have to look at the over 500 pounders or just an adult. More than likely, it's hard to pay for just an adult
right. With
this program. But we'll look at it and see if we can get there.
That'd be good. So, and then anything else that the listeners might need to know from you?
That is it. We're done with acreage reporting. ARC PLC has been delayed for who knows how long, so we won't start on that for a while. We're working on some stuff behind the scenes on that to potentially give our guys some additional base acres. We're trying to finish up SDRP stage 2, which we're going to get in touch with somebody if they have a payment coming. So no need right. To holler at us. We'll do that. There was something.
Well,
else.
I try to keep people from just when I say something, you know,
right. Don't
call them. Don't go in there. Not just yet. Wait.
One thing that we're getting a lot of questions about is the bridge program that passed. So that, this has been out in the media for what, a month now? We still don't have our first training till the first week of February. But what we're gathering is those are going to be pre-filled documents that are going to either be mailed to you or we'll holler at everybody to come sign that. So
right. There
won't be anything really to do other than sign that form.
Right.
It's based off their acreage report. So that is supposed to come out the end of February. So that could be a payment coming. LDPs for all the cotton guys. Be sure that if they're selling their cotton or they want to collect an LDP prior to selling their cotton, that they call us. The gins are sending us electronics warehouse receipts, and everybody's assuming that we're doing the LDP that day. We don't do the LDP till we hear from you, from the producer. So,
okay. If
the producer doesn't call us or come by, you're not getting the LDP rate. So some of the gins are giving some bad information out on that, and it's confusing the producer. So we're trying to do the best we can to help everybody out. And
so the producers, basically, they need to take care of their own stuff and
charge.
Call you.
Yeah. We're not going to run an LDP for you because the gin tells us to.
Right.
I mean, we got to hear from you. So,
hey, I got a trick question for you. Ready, Briley?
I'm ready.
What Briley answered?
She's like, I'm not involved in this. So can you, because you know me, I'm just not the smartest cat on the block when it comes to the FSA. So can you switch your different types of base acres around from one product to the other?
Not right now. We have been a couple times in the past we've been able to do that.
Yeah.
We've been able to adjust base acres or build your yields. The big, beautiful build is allowing us to add base acres to farms that are not fully based, but we can't touch the existing base acres on the farm.
Okay.
Those are going to stay the same.
Okay.
But if you've been planting peanuts or cotton and you have some farms that don't have base, that have cropland but no base,
yeah. We
could potentially add some peanut base or some cotton
that's why I'm asking.
You've been planting.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So that's what we're working on right now. We're having to do what they call the dig. And there's 300 farms that just in Beckham County we're having to dig planted acres all the way back to 2019 to potentially get you some base acres on these farms.
So you're going to do it. If it's allowed, you're probably going to get it done.
Yeah, we're going to do it for you, and we'll let you know
when
that's ready to go.
See? So,
taking care of you,
Jimmy.
That
was a smart question, wasn't it?
That was a smart question.
Yeah. So, Briley, are you excited?
Yes.
what's happening here in the next 6-7 days.
I get to go to warm weather.
Dad, you're not going this trip?
I'm going.
Oh, you are? Oh, that's right. Because you're doing the solar deal. I learned something about solar yesterday.
You did.
So we just put this new solar pump up at one of my landlords. And, of course, sun didn't shine Friday and Saturday. We got one tank, 30 cows. They're going to drink some water.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, and then in that weather, you're not going to haul water. Everything will be froze up by the time you get from point A to point B. So, of course, I got friends in low places that let me know, you know, you can get a converter.
Right.
And plug it into a generator, plug it, unhook your solar panel and plug it into those and run your deal. Well, I'm sitting there looking at that plug-in in my truck. Because I got a 110 in my truck. So I talked to a guy last night that says, yeah, you can plug it into your truck. You're just going to have to sit there and while it's doing it instead of a generator, which is fine with me. Now, if I'm in a hurry, I'll just do the generator type. So a solar pump is usually around 360 to 390 watts. Mm-hmm. One panel.
Yeah.
And so my converter or the plug-in in my truck's 1,000 watts.
Oh, so you were able to fill your
even when it fires up and uses a little more extra, I got it covered.
Good.
So if you see me running around with an extension cord hanging out the window of my truck, there's a reason. So I think because it's like the other day that generator, brand new.
Yeah,
it's cold.
Don't start.
I fired up. No, it takes ether to fire it up.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
my truck's running.
That's right.
So pretty That's cool good. Stuff. So what you're doing a solar deal? Did you guys raise enough money?
We're still working on it. We don't have enough money yet, no. But we're still working on it. So, yeah,
do we need to sell some stocks and salsa?
That's right. I need to make some salsa. But I told the wife this morning I need to make some more salsa. But she said, "How are you going to deliver? You can't get out and around." But so I do need to make some more salsa. But yeah, we're still trying to raise some money to do the solar project. I think Bradley talked about it a couple weeks ago.
So that's for electricity in the church, right?
Yeah.
So they can play their musical instrument,
so,
right?
Yeah. And so
or
they
use
can
it
have
for whatever.
Light.
Yeah, and lights. Their generator, first year we went was 2013. That generator's been there that long. It's been worn out for a long time.
They
use it. That generator provides electricity to their entire village from 7 to 10 every night. And so now that they have a church, they really would like to get solar power in there so they don't have to run the generator. And they don't have cars. They're having to run back and forth to get gas with jugs on their little motor scooters. So it would just make more sense if we could get solar installed for them. That way they could run all their sound equipment and their guitar and their keyboard and projector and some lights. So
how many solar panels is that?
We want to try to do 4. But it's just all going to depend on how much money we have raised. And we did find out that we are able to purchase all of that there, which is good. That way we don't have to try to figure out how to get it over there. So we're just going to go with whatever money we have and do what we can.
Well, if somebody wants to donate, where do they do that at?
Bacon.
I got it.
Did you guys see that on Facebook? Yeah.
You can either write a check or cash to One Church, Elk City, for a tax deductible, right?
Right. Yep.
And you can take it and drop it off at the church at any time.
Or, for all you techie people, Jimmy, you can go to One Church, Elk City website and click the little link that says Give.
Yeah.
And then you just drop in the drop down, you choose Thailand Missions, and then they can just do that online right there.
Yeah.
Same.
Because this is ag related stuff.
It is.
I mean, because you guys have been helping them with their gardening and different types of stuff. So can they grow Florida 91 tomatoes over there?
You know, they have trouble with Florida 91s. And
why?
I thought they would work. I don't know. They have rainy season and dry season. 6 months of the year they have no rain whatsoever. And then the other 6 they have rain every day almost.
Humidity?
So I really don't know. They are not able to
grow any
tomato with much size. I mean, they can grow cherry tomatoes all day long, but they have trouble raising any big tomato over there. And he also told me a lot of the seed that I've taken him doesn't produce well over there for some reason. Everything.
That's shocking.
It is. You know, I thought our good hybrid seeds would do as well over there.
Man, if we grow them out here,
Yeah.
They should be able to be grown anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's crazy.
Interesting. But it has been nice to help them grow some food, because the villages we go to, they don't get much meat. I mean, most of the time they're eating rice and vegetables. There's chickens running around everywhere, so their protein comes mainly from eggs. And so it's been nice to help them try to
make them eat tacos.
We have made them tacos.
They're making them tacos again.
Out of hamburger meat?
No, pork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their hamburger meat's not good over there.
Why?
It's, I don't know.
Grass fed.
I had a burger over there the first year I went. I'm not even sure if it was actual hamburger.
Their cattle are free range.
It wasn't very good.
There's not many nutrients in the vegetation, obviously. It was disgusting.
Not grain fed?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we made it out of pork. In fact, we've gone to the meat market there in Mae Hong Son where we go. And it's a pretty good-sized meat market. I mean, nothing's on ice. You know, you walk in and they're butchering it, and I guess it's on ice.
It's on ice. They keep them in deep freezes.
But all you can find really is chicken and pork. There's no beef to be found.
Well, those are the two easiest things to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we made pork tacos. They don't know the difference. They had never had tacos. So
they were pretty.
It was good.
Everything I've tried over there with the pork has been pretty good.
Right.
I tell you what they loved, though, was the salsa. Because you can get fresh vegetables in the market all the time. And we made them fresh salsa. And they thought that was something else. They sat there and ate 3 or 4 gallons of salsa in one setting. Just kept coming back and dipping chips in there. Yeah.
Never had any. So did you leave them the recipe?
They helped us make it.
Oh, they helped you make it.
They helped us make it.
So they know. They know. Mm-hmm. The secret's out.
They know the secret. Secret's out on the other side of the world.
Good thing it's over there.
Uh-huh.
So, cool. All right. Well, if you guys didn't catch it early, Brian's in here. Brian Pritchard and he, well, Briley's in here too. Let's not hold her out on her. But come in and talk about FSA, pitchers and records.
Yes,
it's and really records. Easy,
but very important.
Yeah.
If we don't have the pictures of the dead animals, if we don't have proof that the animals are dead, we can't pay you.
Period. Right.
So, easiest is pictures. You know, there are other things we can take. So if you don't have pictures and you know the animal's gone, or you saw the animal dead and you waited a day or two and it's no longer there, come see me. We'll see if we can figure something out, but just try to get that picture. It has to be date stamped and time stamped.
Right.
Just bring your phone. We'll
it's in there.
Yeah, it's there.
The phone can't lie.
We'll help you get it out of there and get it sent to us.
I had 10 one day.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it was a rough weekend. I mean, I tried hard, but you know, a lot of people lost some calves over the weekend, and it's not over. I mean, there was one calving when I left earlier, and that ground's cold. But the hypothermia in these calves, when they come out of that 100-degree womb and hit that ground Saturday with that wind chill and that snow, I couldn't get to them fast enough.
Right.
It's just those mothers can't clean them up fast enough. And it just...
At least the sun's shining today and the wind's not blowing.
Yeah, and the sun shining yesterday helped a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just... I didn't have enough hands on my body to be... So I took one into the vet, and I seen that one having it. By the time I got back from the vet out there, it was too late. It just...
What? Should have called Briley. I sent her over.
No, 2 miles.
She could have hopped on the gator. Over and
straight up the road.
Yeah.
Look both ways. Think safety. Look both ways on highway.
Oh, my gosh.
Next time. Call her next time.
Oh,
next
I will.
Come help you.
Yeah.
I'll come babysit in the freezing cold. Luckily, would love to.
Luckily, she didn't have any babies.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Didn't have any little ones?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome. All thanks for getting the word out for us.
Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour, so let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're an oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply, 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves! For your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Whoa. I got to turn some buttons off here. There we go. Now I'm ready to go. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Lipscomb, Texas. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 24 degrees, wind chill of 9. Humidity's 57 degrees, dew point's at 11. Winds are out of southwest at 21 miles an hour. With wind gust up to 25.25 inches of moisture, 741 sub-freezing minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 36 degrees. Okie dokie, all right. Thanks, Brian and Briley, for coming and stopping by, especially Brian talking about the FSA deal wanting records if you're losing any calves, because I lost two. And I know some other guys, other people, let me rephrase that, been losing. I mean, that was rough, and we've been through rougher for longer terms, I guess, longer, more days. But, man, Saturday was just, I don't care who you are. That was brutal. Okay, let's check out. It's my sick break. We got to do the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Let me refresh this real quick. There we go. My new deal that I got up a couple months ago, it refreshes really quick, so I'm enjoying this. Kansas City wheat, March, 531, down 9. May is 542, down 7 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March, 522, down 7.25. May is down 5.75 at 533. Corn, March, 428, down 2. May, 436, down 1.5. Soybeans for March, 1063, down 4.75. May, down 4.25 at 1075. Soybean oil, March, 53.98, basically unchanged. Soybean meal, March, 295, down 490, and May is 298.10, down $4. Oats for March, 299, up 2.25. Cattle, let's see what the cows are doing today. The board is green. Live cattle, February, 235.72, up 82. April is 237.65, up 72. Feeders, January, 366.32, up 152. March is up 190 at 362.07. April is 360.70, up 195. Lean hogs, February, 88.25, down 10. April is 96.85, up 67. Let's see what the old energy market's looking like. Whoa, natural gas is up. We got a cold front. Currently, right now, February natural gas is at 6.85, up 157. Crude oil, March, 60.65, down 42. April, 60.42, down 37. There you have it. There's your Central Crop Care grain market update for the show. And then let's see what else we got here. See what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were higher overnight as U.S. ag products remain popular on global market. I'm saying it's because the dollar's down. You guys see what gold's worth? I checked it early this morning, $5,095 per ounce. Go get your all your wife's jewelry and melt it down and go sell it. Sales of U.S. soybeans to overseas buyers reached 2.45 million metric tons in the week through January 15th, the highest level since marketing year started on September 1st. That's also up 19% from the previous week and 92% from the prior four-week average. China was the big buyer at 1.3 million metric tons, followed by a John Doe country at 338,000 tons, and Egypt at 218,000 tons. Mexico purchased 197,000 tons, and the Netherlands were in there at 116,000 tons. The old tariffs negotiations looks like it's starting to work a little bit. Corn sales also reached a marketing high year, rising to, rising to 4.01 million metric tons, according to the USDA. A John Doe country purchased 1.24 million metric tons, Japan 836,000, South Korea 751,000, Mexico took 422,000, and Vietnam purchased 201,800 tons of corn. Pretty good. Now we just need the price to get up there, or they probably won't be buying that much, but if the price goes up, we, the farmers, need the price up here. Wheat sales jumped to 618,000 metric tons versus 156,000 the previous week and marked increase from the average for this time of the year. A John Doe, or Jane Doe, was the Jane Doe country, took 130,600 tons, Mexico 115,000, South Korea 95,000 tons, Thailand 69,000 tons, and Japan took 59,000 tons of U.S. wheat. The USDA reported sales in each of the 10 business days through January 22nd, an indication of strong demand for U.S. agriculture products. There you have it. Speculators raised their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn futures while reducing their bullish bets on beans, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors were net short by 95,868 futures contracts in corn that ended on January the 20th. That's up from 90,658, which was the largest such position since October 21st. Money managers were net long by 14,624 soybean future contracts. That's down from 19,985 the previous week, and the smallest bullish position since October the 14th. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms were net short in soft red winter wheat futures by 113,560 contracts. That's up from 108,000 from the prior week. And this is the largest bearish position for the grain since May 13th. There we go. According to the National Weather Service, cold weather warnings and advisories have been issued are already in effect for the eastern two-thirds of the United States, according to National Weather Service maps. Wind chills in southern Missouri and Illinois dropped around minus 22 overnight. Indiana and Ohio, winter storm warnings are in effect right now. Temperatures in northern Minnesota was expected to drop to as low as minus 45. And I said temperature. I didn't say wind chill. So, they can have that. We can do without that. So, I need opinion from all you listeners out there. I hear people going, that's why we started calving in March and April so we don't have to put up with this deal. That's why we started doing our calving in November and December. Okay, so my question is, I'm doing December, January now instead of January, February. My question for you producers out there, I want your honest opinion. I won't repeat your name on the radio, but I need your honest opinion. Do you think it hurts you or helps you to calve in March and April when you sell in the fall, if you're going to the sale barns? Or you're selling to a private guy, picks the cattle up, takes it somewhere else. Are you hurting yourself or helping yourself by doing that? I can see where you're helping yourself a little bit with the weather. Yes, understand that. But your calves won't be as big for the fall run at the sale barns. So that's why I back mine up. I want mine to be a little bigger for the selling in October. That's when I sell. Isn't it? We wean in August and sell in October. So are you hurting or helping yourself by weaning or having your calves in November, December? Is that too early? Your calves too big for the fall run for wheat pasture people buying wheat pasture calves? Or you just sell a little bit early? I don't know. I just looking for some opinions. I just, after February, there 3 or 4 years ago with heifers, not cows, but with heifers, I swore I'd never do that again. Thanks, sir. And I'm running past time. We got to take a OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every dollar you save for retirement has a silent partner, and it's your crazy Uncle Sam. He's waiting with his hand out, ready to take a chunk of your IRA, your 401k, and even your Social Security if you're not careful. But here's the truth. You can fight back. With the right strategy, you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and out of Washington's. At Advanced Financial Strategies, we specialize in family wealth management, helping families in Western Oklahoma cut down on future tax bills, maximize income, and keep control of their financial future. Don't wait for the IRS to decide how much of your retirement you get to keep. Call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Clinton, at 323-6800, or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com. Advanced Financial Strategies, your money, your future, your choice.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 16. 2,893 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 524 brought 540. 12 at 558 brought 475. 11 at 621 brought 392.50. 124 at 674 brought 370. 5 at 739 brought 327.50. 4 at 743 brought 340. 13 head of heifers at 416 brought 465. 4 at 503 brought 404. 7 at 575 brought 377. 5 at 633 brought 351. 11 at 645 brought 355, 8 at 703 brought 335. Butcher cows were 6750 to 170. Butcher bulls brought 121 to 189. Bred cows 1450 to 3650. Pairs 2450 to 3500. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see. Let's get some weather. Let's do Shattuck. How about that? Shattuck, Oklahoma. 24 degrees, feels like 12, dew points 10. Humidity's 56. Winds are out of the southwest at 14 with wind gust up to 22. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34 degrees. Sunset at 5:59. Sunny and whopping 28 today. 10 tonight. Partly sunny and 37 tomorrow. What I seen in the forecast that for Shattuck and Arnett all up in there, next 2 or 3 days, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, above freezing, not warm, but above freezing. Then got another cold front comes in. Friday, I know some people were forecasting another snowstorm, but I'm not seeing any of that today. That's not saying that there won't. Breaking news. Out of Booker, the beef packing plant in Booker caught fire Monday morning. Somebody said from maybe thawing some lines out. The beef packing plant in Booker caught fire Monday morning. Got Booker Fire Department, Follett, and Perryton in there helping with mutual aid. If you search on your Facebook page, Booker Texas Fire, it'll come up. It's a big fire. There's flames rolling out of there. According to the Lipscomb County Sheriff's Office, the fire started around 7:45. No word on how the fire started, but no one has been injured so far, which is good. Firefighters in Follett and Perryton were called to provide mutual aid, and that's about all we know right now. I'll try to keep you updated if something happens before my show's over, so. Keep your fingers crossed nobody gets injured up there. All right. Auctions from Texas. There's your Texas weekly cattle auction summary. Total receipts, 7,354 compared to 9,500 the week before and 4,200 last year. 87.2% was feeder cattle, and then slaughter was 8.5% and replacement was 4.4%. Compared to last week, steers and heifer calves sold $5 to $20 lower. Buyers hesitant with chances of 5 to 10 inches of snow over the weekend. Below freezing temperatures, yearlings were mostly uneven, steady, depending on when in the week they traded. Let's check out some. numbers here. I got a couple minutes here before I need to go to another break. Okay, some four-weight winged ones. Weighing 467, average 502.96. They were bringing anywhere from 458 to 550. Some unwinged ones, weighing 421. Not many of those, 470 across the board for those. So a little bit of difference there, like 30 cents per pound difference. Five weights, 521s, bringing anywhere 425 to 502, 475 basically, average price for those. I don't see any, they didn't have any unwinged ones in that weight class. 612s. 669 on some six weights, anywhere from 355 to 404, 382, 47 was the average. Unwinged ones were around 362. All right, let's see here. That's about it on that. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. We come back, we'll finish up the show, and see you in a minute. OCA break. We'll be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Have you ever wanted to broadcast high school sports, but were just a little bit worried about having no experience? This is Aaron Skinny Kalk, voice of the Elk City Elks. I was in that boat years ago. I took a chance and called a couple of playoff basketball games, and it was more fun than I thought it could possibly be. Now I'm on the call for every single game Elk City plays. That could be you. Paragon TV is expanding and is searching for broadcasters. If sports broadcasting is something that you want to try, go to ParagonTV.com and click the apply button. If you love sports and love to talk about sports, this job is for you.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey, Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet. Sounds good. See you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to the big town of Willow. 22 degrees, feels like it's 12. Dew point's 9, humidity's 57. Winds are out of the west southwest at 10 miles an hour. Currently, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 40. Sunset at 6 o'clock. Sunny 23 for a high today. Tonight, 3 for a low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 35 for a high. The winds will be switching from the south in the morning and be out of the northeast in the afternoon, according to what I got right there. How's that? Okay. I had a great response on the text line on the question I was asking about, you know, just opinions. And that's what this is. So get good growth and weaning weight bulls and more live calves bring more than fewer live calves closer to spring, green up, so calves take off better and cows don't get drawn down as bad and bounce back quicker. So this is having your calves born basically later, March and April. If you're feeding them while they're trying to raise a calf, when it's cold, you're just maintaining weight at best. Just my opinion and experience. And I appreciate that comment. Makes sense. There you have it. And, you know, I've got, you hear, Dr. Johnson out of OSU talking about in some of his articles and on Cow-Calf Corner, hypothermia is a major thing. And I don't care what condition your cows were in Saturday when with that wind chill. I don't think cold temperatures are that major deal. Yes, they're major, but not a top of the list. But with that wind chill and snow and cold temperature Saturday, it was just a bad day to be born. That's all I can tell you. The wind is the worst. And they just, that one cow, she got over there on the south side of Plum Thickets on a high fence line. So she was way out of the wind. And that calf hit that ground and, it, you know, just come out of the womb at 100 degrees and land on that ground that's already frozen. And She tried. She's a 4-year-old cow. I watched her. She was getting after it. And so I got the calf and gave it a bottle of colostrum to help it along. And so it helped, you know. And then the heifer had hers in the worst place, of course. I think cows are very intelligent animals until they're having a calf. They're stupid. I mean, top of the bare ground. I don't know. Some cows are smart. Some cows aren't. So we'll see how it is. Speaking of that, with some calls that I've got over the weekend, hypothermia is one of the major causes of death in newborn calves. Moderate environmental temperatures aren't typically a problem for calves produced by cows with adequate milk and colostrum supply that are in good condition. Body condition scores around 5.5 to 6. Calves with cows that have good nutrition during the last trimester of pregnancy have a layer of brown fat that serves as rapidly mobilized energy reserve to make them vigorous at birth and quick to get up and nurse. On the other hand, calves from thin cows may not have the energy needed and are more susceptible to hypothermia. Wet and cold condition accompanied by wind will take a toll on calves, especially if the calving process takes longer than normal. Calving difficulty increases the amount of time a calf will take to stand and nurse, which increases the potential hypothermia. Calves maintain body temperature by converting food into body heat. Calves need to stand and nurse at adequate amount of colostrum to as soon as possible after birth. If there's any question of whether the calf has ingested an adequate amount, use a tube feeder or a bottle to administrate warm, high fat, up to 10% colostrum. A practical rule of thumb is to feed 5 to 6% of the calf's body weight within the first 4 hours and repeat the feeding with that calf in about 12 hours old. For an 80-pound calf, that'd be about 2 quarts of colostrum per feeding. Calves that nurse are giving colostrum within the first 2 to 4 hours after birth fare much better throughout their entire lives. And that's from Dr. Mark Z. Johnson of the Oklahoma State Extension Beef Council Cattle Breeding Specialist. Man, hats off is all I can say to our power grid system here in Oklahoma. I don't know about, I haven't seen any reports out in the Panhandle of Texas, but no power outages to speak of, and the road crews between the highway department and then the counties got out yesterday, and all I can do is vouch for Elk City because that's where I was running through coming and going yesterday. They were out working hard, so hats off to all you guys to do that. But residents were luckier in Oklahoma than those in Texas and several other states where power outages affected more than 1 million customers following the arrival of sleet, freezing rain, and frigid temperatures. As of Sunday mid-afternoon, the Oklahoma Gas and Electric reported 99.99% of its customers had electrical power. Its website only indicated 31 customers had lost electricity. In a late afternoon update, OG&E stated, fortunately, despite heavy snowfall and freezing rain across Oklahoma and Arkansas, there's been little work of OG&E so far. The weather has not impacted the grid and outages have been minimal, and crews are monitoring conditions and are ready to respond. PSO reported the same success, and its website showed only 8 customers without electrical power, despite predictions southern Oklahoma would be hit with an ice storm that would result in outages. It just didn't happen. Good. Roughly 245 million people across 40 states stretching from New Mexico and Texas to parts of New England and the South are expected to be affected by what could be potentially be an historic storm. There we go. So thank you guys for what you did. North Fork, Northwestern, Harmon, C&K, OG&E, PSO, all of you guys. And again, thank you so much to the Department of Transportation. I noticed they were showing some videos on our statewide news channels about the National Guard doing their thing, helping out people get unstuck and hung up. Only problem I got with is, like yesterday, I come the back way from Carter to Cemetery Road and cut across by the TA, head on north to come over here to check the cows out here west of Elk. The trucks, drivers, semi guys, they just pull off the road and park in the middle of the Cemetery Road. And their sleepers sleeping because they can't get in the parking lot at the truck stops. I know you need your rest, but not in the middle of the road. They had it blocked. And I heard somebody else saying, I think it was my ex-brother-in-law was telling me somewhere over there, they were just parked in the middle of the exit. The truck was fine, idling, they were sleeping. So you guys need to just leave a path. Us farmers got to get through there, and ranchers, we got to get through there and feed them cows. We don't need to zigzag and being around. So that's the only issue I see. And, but again, thank you very much. And then the county was out bright and early yesterday getting after it. That was awesome. And they were, anybody do a quail count while they was blading snow? They bladed our road later yesterday afternoon when I come through there last night. Quail were out on the road with the doves eating the stuff off the gravel road. So it was there. The quail are still alive. They're there. They're good. So anyways, good thing. Looking for an update on the Booker fire, and I have not found anything yet. So it's just still, it's a big fire, folks, that the Booker packing plant up there. So great big fire, great big fire. All right, let's see here. Let me see here. In case you missed it Friday, since I already got it in, there was 36,536 went through the sale barns in Oklahoma last week. Same reasoning, kind of backing off a little bit because of that major snowstorm coming in. If you haven't heard already, Western Oklahoma didn't have their sale today, and there won't be a sale at El Reno or at the Stockyards. The last I read, always call or check on their media page for that and see how things are going there. So I'll keep you updated on what sales are not or going to be happening or will be happening this week. We'll see how the roads clear up. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma.